שלום לכולם. לא שומע.
Hello everyone. Can't hear you.
טוב. מה יהיה לנו היום, תגיד?
Okay. What will we have today? Today we're meeting friends from points in the heart who have been with us for a year, 2 years, 3 years in the first campus, the second campus, the third campus. From edge to edge are new students, and they're sitting according to the regions, if they come from Zichon, if they come from the north, from the south. And first of all, we would like to thank everyone for coming from such a rainy day.
Yeah,
that's very respectable. And I appreciate it very much. What would you like to hear from me? The duty of Israel is to be a conduit for the light to the world. Israel's role to pass the light to the world, that's the topic. You don't understand what I'm saying, but it's still written there. What can we do? We are advancing to a state that we really need to understand that our duty is to be a conduit, a pipeline, as he writes. In the article of freedom, in the article of Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, that we would be a conduit for the light from the upper force to all of the created beings. That's our duty. And we see somehow lately there's around us focus,
and
they don't know yet what to demand from us, but slowly they will start to get the mind and heart in terms of what our role is, that we have to be a pipeline. And our role in this purpose. In terms of Kabbalah, we are a potsuv that's called the soul of Adam HaRishon. And there's no difference between each of us. It's our role in the system. It's one circular system. And when do we get to this goal? It's when it comes our time. But because the system is circular, then each and every one of us needs to supply for the other the nourishment, the upper light. Each one needs to pass the upper light to the others. That's our role. And it started with Abraham, as we learn, that he actually established a group for the first time that it can begin to be equivalent to the upper world and receive the upper light. And the Torah tells us about the process that the group goes through. In the exile of Egypt, and later in the desert, and then in Israel. These are things that we need to see in a spiritual way, not just corporeal. When they started to build a connection between them, that's called the temple, a kli in which they all gather together as truly one kli, one soul. And Israel, As we learn from the word itself, Israel, Li Rosh, the head of the Patsuf. It's what Baal HaSulam explains to us in the introduction to the book of Zohar, that the people of Israel were destined to be the head of the Patsuf, and they would pass on the illumination, pass on the correction and the fulfillment to all of the created beings. That's why we see now in our time how much the created beings demanded from us and blame us that the world is in such a way and that we're doing this and it's bad for them. And according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's they're correct, they're right. All of the good from above passes through all of the degrees through us as a pipeline to all of the created beings. And that's why we need to hasten our role. Why? Why us? So after the sin of the tree of knowledge that the general soul shattered into many broken pieces, and there's pieces that are distant from the correction and some that are closer to the correction. That's why we need to understand in the wisdom of Kabbalah and feel it. It's already thousands of years that this process has been happening. And now it's reaching its end, as the Kabbalists have determined, especially from the time of Ari, from the 1600s, from the beginning of the previous century, we have to pass light on to the whole world. And when the world gets closer to the correction, then they feel a greater necessity for it. That's why there's a problem that we have to supply the lights. And by these lights, they'll organize themselves into one kli. They will start to fill with light. They'll have the feeling and understanding of this world that we exist in. What forces are operating on this world? And what's happening to us? And that way we will be able to be Israel, Yisrael, straight to the Creator. And we can be light onto the nations, that we are passing the light. We've also came from them, the nations. And we are the pioneering force that advances the matter. And we need to pass the light on to them and draw them with us toward all of them will know me from the greatest to the smallest, and all of the prayers will happen. Baal HaSulam writes this for us. Exit number 4. Baal HaSulam de Alvut. The Israeli nation had been constructed as a sort of gateway by which the sparks of purity would shine upon the whole of the human race the world over, and these sparks multiply daily, like one who gives to the treasure, until they are filled sufficiently. That is, until they develop to such an extent that they can understand the pleasantness and tranquility that are found in the kernel of love of others. For then, they will know how to shift the balance to the right, and will place themselves under his burden, and a scale of sin will be eradicated from the world. This is written by Baal HaSulam in the article The Alvut. That's our role. It's our duty. We have to do this. We have to understand how much we are in a very special state. We were given to feel the desire for spirituality, this inclination. And it's not just given to anyone. That they have these desires, inclinations. That's why each one has to understand that they have a role.
He
also says in item 5, it is upon the Israeli nation through engagement in Torah and mitzvot lishma. That means that mitzvot are actions. In the connection between us and Torah is the light that illuminates on us, and we are able to do these actions in order to bestow. I'm sure you learned this. And that's why, in this matter of Torah and Mitzvot Lishma, that means in order to bestow, to qualify themselves and all the people of the world until they develop and take upon themselves that sublime work of the love of others, which is the ladder to the purpose of creation, which is Dvekut with Him. To get the Dvekut with the Creator. And that's also connected to us, that we have to identify with this. Gilad, can you read? Item 6, Baal HaSulam, the teaching of Kabbalah and its essence. I am glad that I have been born in such a generation when it is permitted to disclose the wisdom of truth. And should you ask, how do I know that it is permitted? I will reply that I have been given permission to disclose. And this is what the Creator has given me to the fullest extent. We deem it as dependent not on the greatness of the sage, but on the state of the generation. As our sages said, little Samuel was worthy, etc. But his generation was unworthy. This is why I said that my being rewarded with the manner of disclosing the wisdom is only because of my generation. Rav, what more can I say? Maybe I'll ask questions. Gilad, we can have questions, workshops. Either in such a par between each other, some with 5 years and some with 3 and some with 2 weeks. And how can I ask them a question? Do you have questions for me? Or please, there's microphones scattered. Please ask. Something that'll interest everyone. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Stand up and tell us your name. I'm studying for a year in Kabbalah and I'm in the Point in the Heart group. I come from Alfei Menashe and I'm coming to study in Petah Tikva. Rav, that's very respectable, very good. So my question is, I know that you were talking about the nations of the world, but I'm still in the personal correction. And I would like to ask, Rav, it doesn't matter, it's good to know ahead of time that we have to correct ourselves in order to correct the world. It's also what will hasten your own time. Student, my question is, there is my favorite verse that love will cover all crimes. My question is, how do we have peace at home with the husband? It's pleasant for you that all the crimes will be covered by love, yeah. Student, so my question is very practical. I am a very practical person. I would like practical suggestions. What can we do when it's hard to cover it in love? Rav, for the crimes. First of all, these are crimes. Student, we were born in the evil inclination. Rabbi, are you talking in terms of your husband? At least that he'll hear. So he knows that student, my husband isn't here at first. I needed to hide in concealment because he's atheist and he was unwilling to this. He thought I would become Orthodox now. And my question is very practical. What suggestions do you have when it's hard to cover it in love? I don't really understand. If we learn that everything comes from above, and the whole evil inclination is the reason that we're here in the difficulties and the crimes and transgressions, if I know that it all comes from above, and it comes to fail me, so that I will see that it's bad, and that the bad comes from above, from the Creator. From the Creator. Not just good, Creator also does bad. It all comes from none else besides Him. We just need, just after we see the bad, to ask to see good. And for that, we need to approach it in a way that, how will I do this? Just through the 10. We have no way to connect to the Creator alone. Personally, it won't happen. He won't hear us. This is the systems that we learn in Kabbalah. There has to be a Paltzuf. Paltzuf is 10 Sfirot. From the Paltzuf, we have to connect it as 10, and only then, as a connected Paltzuf, then we can demand from the Creator. And from Him comes the force of correction. And it enters, and it corrects me. On the condition that I'm included in the 10, and asking. Then, love will cover all transgressions. For sure. In that way, we get to correction. Let's clarify for the people here who've been here for 2 or 3 weeks that a 10 is a system of work that we agree to work together. Rav, everything that we talk about in the wisdom of Kabbalah is attained through a 10. It's called a kli, through which we can receive like this, with our hands out with 10 fingers, and only in that way we can receive something from above. The correcting force, the force that makes a kli and fulfillment. It's all attained if we are above our ego. It's not simple. We try to connect between us. It's not simple. It's very hard. There's this rejection, consciously and unconsciously. We don't want it. We get far from it. But if the connection to the Creator is more important than my own ego, then together with the friends, the help from the friends, we each add something. And we succeed to draw that reforming light. It connects us and it fills us with its light. And we start to feel that we are really in connection and the Creator is between us. We'll succeed at it. It's really possible. In our time, it's already getting easier and easier. More. Yeah, Gilad, I don't know. Let's take a question from the lady in the back.
Hi.
Please stand up and speak clearly. Sean from First Campus in Petah Tikva. This is a question about the new book and the video clip that we saw previously about anti-Semitism. I heard recently that you're reading a book about the history of anti-Semitism in the world. Don't ask that when we disperse and we gather together, we gather together, and anti-Semitism right now that seems to be spreading. I hear about a certain leader or that leader, that they're good or bad. I'm asking, is it good for Jews, for Israel as Israel is today, or in more spiritual sense, there's a leader that helps with connection, or does these good things, or if he's bad and we're doing pure things? How do you decide if a leader is good or bad? His role is to bring us closer to correction in a shorter, better way, or to the opposite. It doesn't depend on him. Let's say Trump. Or before that we had Obama, or Bush, or Clinton. I remember many of them in the past. It doesn't depend on them. It depends on the Creator, how He passes the corrections through them, and how we're used to relate to people. But to the angels and the kings, it's all in the hands of the Creator. They have no choice. It's the way the Creator is operating them. According to how much we merit getting the lights of Chesed, or the opposite, it depends on us. It depends on our connection. And we determine how the Creator, through all these different leaders, relates to us. How will advance us to correction? If we connect, then it's easier for Him to draw us to correction, and we see that Him, oh, these beautiful, wonderful leaders that we'll have. Or the opposite. If we're not really connected, then you know what happens to us in Israel, and also abroad. How much we are drawn to all these different directions, and it's difficult. It's difficult, and that's why it doesn't depend on who the leader is. Whether it's a Democrat or a Republican or what's happening here in Israel, it all depends on how much we understand that the connection between us is the salvation from all of the problems. That's why I hope before the elections, I don't know if it'll really influence anything, I don't know if it'll be enough, but we want this book to be published in Hebrew. Let's hope. And it'll have some response. Gilad, I want to clarify the question. She might be in campus, the first campus, but it could be that she's watching the lessons that we study in a morning lesson. We have a great friend named Chaim Ratz in the English department, and he wrote a book according to the explanation of Rav in a Kabbalistic way, the authentic role of the people of Israel. And he added quotes from Josephus, and he added quotes from anti-Semites even, and many historians, what the role of Israel is. Not just according to what we see, but also according to scientists, historians, anti-Semites, historical figures. It gives us a very wide look into anti-Semitism. It's written in English, and it will be translated into Hebrew. And in the February Congress, I'm sure you've heard of this Congress, we will publish the book for the big Congress, where you'll be able to also enjoy it in Hebrew. More questions. Nofar put in the heart from Rishon LeZion. For a month now, we're hearing about anti-Semitism and about the book, and one of the things that you're saying is connection. How do we translate this connection to the world? How, from us, will we have the remedy that we can translate this remedy as a solution for the world? In practice, how can we do this? Rav, we first of all need to explain to the world that all of us are in this general system of Adam Rishon, that our whole nature that we discover, and it's more and more being discovered as an integral system that's global and connected, and it depends on all these different pieces. And our world is like this, and all of humanity, as much as we want to be just controlled by our ego, we want to be far from one another. It won't help us. We are dependent on one another. And this whole process that nature is going through, it's placing us into more and more connection, a greater connection, a dependency on each other. And we need to explain this now, that we are getting closer in this mutual dependency around the whole world. We need to see what can we do, according to what method can we be connected. Because if we don't get to that good connection, then we will enter what Balasama has described as a third world war. And we see that it really can happen. That's why the wisdom of Kabbalah has been discovered, revealed, and that's why we are trying to pass through all of the different methods of dissemination, that we have no choice. We have to come closer and connect, and we'll succeed. And if not, then nature will have no mercy. We've seen it throughout history. That this great, merciful God, it won't be like that. It's all written in the Siddur, in the prayer book. But we won't see it in the upper governance. That's why we have to hasten our correction and explain to everyone, to all of the created beings, that we have connection ahead of us. And it is the method that, let's say, it'll be a salvation. Our only salvation. Student, what is connection? Rav, connection means that each and everyone feels how they depend on the others. On everything. That we are, in truth, connected as cells in a body. That what is in one cell is passed on to the other cell. And we are really in that way connected. But we don't feel it. It's hidden from us. So that we will want to get to that state ourselves, in our own efforts. And that's connection. And that's connection that's called neshama, soul. Or the system of Adam HaRishon. Other than that, nothing else exists. The will to receive that's divided into many different parts, but each of those parts depend on each other. They're connected in a way that's called one body. That's why it's one heart, one man with one heart, and all of these nice phrases that are talking about our corrected state. And that's what only the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us. And we have to disseminate it in the world, and from above, the world will advance towards it. That's the way we'll get to it. Good. Can we give a microphone next to the lady next to her? Pay attention that there's a microphone, and anyone who wants to get up and ask a question, hold the microphone close to your mouth. Hi, my name is Shulamit. Point in the heart, Be'er Sheva. We work in our group in a way that everything I see in a friend, in a tent, something that might annoy me, is something that I see as myself. It's me. I am in it. Then I try in different ways to work with myself. Of course, it doesn't disappear. You say that these things remain, but to rise above it and accept these things and to be together. My question is, what happens when I go outside and I see things that are very upsetting? Is there also a need to see this as myself, or just to work in my ten? Rab, just work in your ten. In the meantime, outside, just hold it in a little longer. And slowly, slowly, you will see through your ten, through the illumination from above, that what happens in the world and the flaws you see in others are in you. That you see yourself in the world.
No. אלן, שמי אורל, אני לומדת כאן בפתח תקווה, קמפוס.
My name is Aurel, I'm learning here in Petach Tikva, the first campus. I would like to ask about the rains that we've had recently. It feels like there's a lot more rain than usual, and there must be a message from the Creator, and there's a lot of troubles that is coming from it. All of these troubles that come to show our connection with the Creator. I would like to hear from you, what's all this extreme rain? Because I know that rain can also be a blessing. So what are we missing here? Rain is not a blessing. Rain is rain. It all depends on balance. On balance. It all depends on balance. Everything has good and bad. There is a force of Gvura and Rachamim, of the might and mercy. It depends on that. The rain is water and chassidim, but when it's already a downpour, it's not chassidim anymore. It's not this mercy. So if we add our own force into it, then it will be rains of blessing. It's written also that if the people of Israel were good, then they would have the rain of blessing in a place that's needed and at a time that's needed. And if they're not so good, then the rain will either be raining in the desert, and we're in a drought, or we're under this rain that comes and we're as it is today. It all depends on the balance in nature, and it depends on our behavior, on what we're doing, as much as we are balanced. Gilad, I would also recommend for anyone who's listening now to enter the website Kabbalah La'am and read the books from Rav Lightman. He wrote many books. There's also programs, Chaim Chadashim, New Life. It's available in English. You can search for rain, for climate. There's talks on this subject, and we are talking about it, and it's in the archive on the website. You can get a more expanded answer.
אני אליהו, מהנקודה שבלב תל אביב.
אליהו, from Point in the Heart in Tel Aviv. I read a tweet by you a few days ago that kind of something I was thinking about, that the dissemination of the world in regards to the nations of the world is that our whole advancement depends on one thing. The anti-Semitism and its reasons is an egoistic force of nature, and it will be divided into two. It will be those who study Kabbalah, and I didn't understand this. It's correct that you didn't understand, and I don't want to explain it, but it's good that you didn't understand. I succeeded in what I wanted then. Because there's those who study the wisdom of Kabbalah and they don't exactly agree with our method. And they understood what I meant. But you caught it. That's good. I'm very happy. The guy in the back. Hello Rav, hello everyone, my name is Don from Yeshua, I finished third campus. I have a question. As long as I remember myself, I wanted to be happy, and there's two sentences that are very strong. One who adds knowledge adds pain, And there's another saying, no mind is no problems. Right, and since then you're running away from it. Mm-hmm. Students, for as long as I've been studying Kabbalah, I feel from the first introduction lesson that is a great, I was just floating home, that I was sure the Messiah will come. But as long as I've been studying, I'm trying as much as I can, and I feel a par, I feel a great, great gap between what I want and what there is. And there's this recognition that as much as I study, I'm just far from the truth. And on the path, I am feeling a great difficulty, and it's causing great pain. Yes. Students, so how do I get out of this? As you said, as you add that knowledge, you get more pain. Soon you will start to feel that you are receiving lots of feeling and understanding of the upper. Together with that, you will have the frustration, but it will be more elevated. It will be higher. It will be a deficiency that without it, you won't be able to advance. It's our kli that I really want, and more and more. And in that way, it will be until Ein Sof. We have this and we have that. We have the two lines. The deficiency must remain, and the filling must be there too. Each time it needs to increase, and you are between them. You will see that you can enjoy the food. Can you enjoy the food if you're not hungry? You can see on you that you understand this. Soon, I understand very well. No, so it's with any attainment for any pleasure. So that there'll be a bit of deficiency. But it will also be filling. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, what's good is that deficiency remains deficiency, and the filling that comes doesn't turn off the deficiency. It gives you a greater deficiency for a greater filling until Gemal Tikkun, the end of correction. My name is Yosefa. I'm from Point in the Heart in Petah Tikva. There were one of the questions that I wasn't able to ask about, and I'd like to ask it again. I'd like to remind whoever is forgotten. It was about love covers all crimes. I have a feeling that we come here and study, we're connected when we're here. We connect and we're happy and we embrace each other, and it's a sort of crutch. And we go out into the world and we throw away the crutch, and what do? Sometimes an individual like myself, I can't handle it without a crutch. Now, when I go out to the world without the crutch, it's very difficult. Previously, I didn't have that problem, so that's the first question. Second question, when I leave this building, does the spiritual work continue as an individual? How do I do it without the 10? Rav, there's no such thing as without the 10. To begin with, you're talking incorrectly, Yosefa. To begin with, there's no things going outside of the 10. If I leave the 10, then I fall. I fall. Very simple. There's no kli. I have no connection with the Creator. I have nothing to hope for. Only when I'm in the 10. It could be even 5. It doesn't matter how many and what it's called. When there's a few friends there, in that condition, we can hold on to spirituality and together with them receive the advancement. And if I disconnect, and I'm not considered because I'm disconnected from others, and I'm not considered as existing. I don't exist. It's very simple. It's as if I don't exist. has to be 2. We're not even talking about 10. That you can always find 10 people, but at least 2. With just 1, there's no clue. We need to build a spiritual kli above the ego. Love will cover all transgressions. It has to be me and someone else besides me that I feel as foreign. They can't be close to me. They have to really be different, foreign, distant in every way. They have no connection to them. And together with them, then I can build a spiritual kli. And he has an ego against me, and I have an ego against him. That's the way it'll be with two, all the time, even if we don't discover it yet. Then we can build a connection that will have hate, and above it we build love. Love will cover all transgressions, and then we have a kli. Only then. If you go outside of the group and you don't have anything, then you don't exist in spirituality. That's it.
No.
All right, more.
Ahora.
Shmi Dorit.
Pictured in the back. My name is Dorit. No, first campus in Ranana, and I have a question. I have an impression that lecturers in Kabbalah are only men. What's the attitude to women? And can a woman be a lecturer of the wisdom of Kabbalah? Well, that's a question. We haven't gotten to a state yet. That state only existed in the Exodus from Egypt with Miriam and other heroines in the Torah. But even there was even a woman who was a judge back then. That there were even above the kings of Israel. There were such women like that. But in our time, we're waiting for you. I'm saying seriously.
Ken, Od, Mishama Ken.
Yes, more questions.
Yudit, תחזיקי כמו כמו בגט ככה, כמו
שם. Name is Yudit. Name is Yudit, and I'm studying for 5 months in the Point in the Heart in Bnei Baruch. I live in Tel Aviv. My question is, the role of the 10 in our advancement, in our studies, that lately I found myself very frustrated in 10. Because since we started studying, I keep emphasizing the role of the 10. And I feel that this topic is not working. I don't feel that I have that connection in a group that I'm obligated to and I can advance with. My second question is, does the 10 of women have a role that's equivalent to the men, or are we really something lower? Rav, yes. It's more maruach, lower and flattened out. It's the men can connect very quickly in a group. They like to enjoy time, they spend time together. It's different than women. Each woman is independent on their own. So to have a 10 of women, it's something very difficult. It requires a lot of time and a great inner maturity. But the correction is that specifically with women that they will connect in 10. The men, they're just... In the meantime, that the men are advancing, but they're advancing the correction. But in the future, it'll be clear to everyone that all of the connection between a man, between a man, is to fulfill the connection between women. Because the women have the true will to receive. And it's there that we have to have the connected system in all of the corrections. And the men are just a conduit, as a pipeline, and they're helping, supporting. But in the meantime, it's in a stage that when the men are advancing forward, and they're building the tents, the foundation, and then the women will come. So don't despair. And time will come. And other than the states that you see now, where you don't feel that you're succeeding in connection, you will nonetheless feel that you can connect. It'll come. In the meantime, we'll continue together. Yes, the lady next to the pillar. Her name is Pnina. I'm from Point in the Heart, Zichon, for 2 years now. And I have a question about the role of dissemination, specifically the new book. I remember the first time that you started reading the book, I felt a bit of resistance. I didn't understand why we're not reading Rabash. And then one of the instructors told me to put your ego on side and you'll start to feel it differently. And when I set it aside and went above reason, I started to feel the internal parts of the book. And I started with the 10 to read it with the 10 at our meetings. There were some women who were opening up with some resistance, some with fear. And the question is, why do we feel this resistance to the book? And who is the dissemination suitable for? Well, I don't know. It's the first book that's connected to the current reality, to what's actually happening. I can't say how we disseminate it in Israel. We will just hand it out wherever we can. First of all, it has to be translated into Hebrew. And it's already in the final stages of it. And we will do another proofread on it, and then we pass it on to be printed. And we pass it on to all of the members of Knesset, all the members of Parliament, and to teachers, other education people, all of the people who are the ones who need to know what's happening, even though they don't really know that that's their duty, their role. And I hope that they'll first of all open the book. We will try to hand it out wherever we can. Yeah, really free. In a personal way, we'll pass it on to each and every one. We will decide that it's worthwhile. And then we will sell it freely on the market in the cheapest way possible. We want the nation of Israel to understand what's happening and see what depends on them. And nothing changes, then we'll start to feel closed state. I spoke about this outburst of anti-Semitism. I spoke about it in 2005. And they received it so badly. It's even photographed, it's filmed. They didn't feel it. And of course you can feel it. You can't blame them. There were people who wanted to, hit me. They were coming at me. I was at universities and I was in all kind of different places and I understood them. The real feeling of anti-Semitism happened about half a year ago. And it'll go in waves. And what can I say? Disseminate this book. We have another book that's being written. It's different in its approach. Also about the latest phenomena that are happening in the world. And we'll work together and see. We are in the best place, on one hand. On the other hand, it's the most influential in what's going to happen in our world. Thank God we have a method, we have everything organized. And please, anything that you want. And passing the heart for connection, that's the only thing I can't do for you. But if we try, and I'm sure we will get to the correction of the world in this general connection, and the Creator will be revealed to all of the created beings, and we'll get to the end of correction, Gmar Tikkun, and He will be delighted with us. Thank you very much, and goodbye. Shalom.
Shir, vakasha.
שכל איש ידע שבו יש נר שדולק ואין נרו שלו כנר חברו צריך שכל איש יבין שעליו לעמול ולגלות את אור הנר ברבים להעיר לבבות רק ניצוץ לא ידליק את אור האהבה אבל יחד יהיה לכם קומה של קדושה רק בינינו נדליק את אור האהבה משלבת גדולה שכל איש ידע שבו יש נר שדולק ונרו שלו כנר חבר